This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Spectre.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this fucking sucks.
Gary, I can't anymore. It took longer for me to run out of patience with this than you. I think that's just a theme that we're noticing. I'm done.
Yeah.
Tapping out.
The non-corporeal undead with no hook.
Yeah, they don't want anything. All they want is to not be reminded of life anymore.
Yeah. I don't care for them. You go through all this effort to say that they have humanity and they have the intelligence that they still had as humans, but then also it doesn't matter because they hate and resent all life.
Yeah.
And resenting all life is such a boring motivation. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of life in all life.
There has to be something else alongside that to give it character. Right. It can't just be something that is inherent to the form that you have taken. Kefka from Final Fantasy VI hates all life because he refuses to acknowledge he's going to die. Right.
Yeah. Well, and he's also just kind of like he's upset in the apple cart.
Right.
You know, so like that works. Mm-hmm. These guys don't work.
No,
not at all. And there's a bunch of them, too. It's not like there's just one of them. So it makes them less special. Like you run into a pack of these things.
Yep.
You know, with like one leader, like I almost wanted to append this onto like Spider skip it. Like, yeah, just be like, okay, here are the things.
Yep. Here's the Spider Silk Spectre.
No one knows who the first one was or how it came to be. nobody knows anything about them. Like, why do they exist?
Yeah. It also contradicts itself because they talk about how much they, you know, like, it goes to the most desolate and deserted of places. They hate all life and light, but then they have this little sentence here. Spectres have enough cunning to plan their attacks and rival vampires in their skill at remaining hidden from the general populace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vampires will be fun when we get there. There's some kind of hope.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Spectres appear as semi-transparent beings that are often mistaken for haunts or ghosts. Why do you think that is?
Because they're effectively similar. But what about phantoms or banshees? How about those, huh?
Yeah, no? Yeah, are they effective to that? Like, there's a guy named Matt Coville who does D&D YouTubes that I like a lot. Okay. He's a DM. He's the guy who wrote Mercenaries, which is a game I want to do on WoW at some point.
Yeah.
He's really great. He does these really good videos. They're really fun to watch. I recommend them to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he does these kind of videos on DMing and kind of Dungeons & Dragons basics. And he's just released the first part of his video on Undead. And the reason why he's doing it is because he doesn't understand the difference between any of them.
Right.
So he's like, here's the breakdown of what they are and how I would use them in a campaign. And he's a real, like, throw out the rules and do what's interesting kind of guy. But he said the reason why is because prior to D&D, these words were just synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so a specter was a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, it's just another word for the same thing.
Phantom as well. Yeah.
So yeah, your phantom, white, you know, not white, ghast,
revenant,
you know, yeah. Revenant, yeah, like all these things, and it's just like Dungeons and Dragons took the thesaurus, mm-hmm. looked up ghost, and then made a entry for every entry of that.
Which, if they brought any kind of distinction to them and the way they functioned or their place in the world, okay, fine,
yeah,
but like as it stands, they blend together so goddamn much.
Yeah, I am so done with that. I'm looking right now at an actual, like, the thesaurus.com, the synonyms for ghost.
Okay.
And look how many of these are actually things. So we have demons and devils, which I don't think should really count.
No.
Phantom, shadow. Okay.
Yep.
Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Banshee.
Yep.
Kelpie. Mm. Phantasm.
Yeah.
Poltergeist. Revenant. Shade, Wraith, and then Zombie I also wouldn't put. That's 10 different synonyms for ghosts that Dungeons & Dragons has made entirely different creatures.
Yep.
10!
10!
What are you doing? Like,
so, on one hand, God. Bad on us for taking this format where we are going to occasionally, over the course of 2.5 years... just go through all of this and just relitigate the same thing over and over again. But like, that is a problem with the product.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at this as either a piece of media or as like a supplement, like this is not an effective tool for a DM.
No, I don't know what you're supposed to do with this. Like, I can't imagine a dungeon master doing cool things with this that you know, with the asterisk, like that they couldn't do with other things,
mm-hmm.
you know? So real bummer. And it's not just a bummer in general. It's a bummer for us specifically because I can't think of other jokes for Spectres.
Right. The closest that I got was saying the phrase spider silk spectre, you know, kind of like from Watchmen, but not.
Yeah, that movie nobody really liked, you know, that like that's how most people know it, you know. That's the thing that is the closest thing to this is like, you know, Alan Moore playing with the heroes that were pre DC. What an awful like this doesn't make me rethink the premise of this show. It does make me think that like when we get to Ravenloft, we have to do some screening.
We do. We have to do like some grouping. We have to read the entire. Yeah. It'll help because the book will be shorter. I think like we can do some planning to just kind of like bunch up some of the bullshit together. But then with Ravenloft, a lot of these are actually like a lot of those entries are just actual characters too.
As mentioned during Skeleton Week, there could just be Uncle Spectre. And that's something I'm into.
Man.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even have a joke to end this. This is just us complaining about the format of the show, which is not like a particularly good podcast, but three of them come out a week, deal with it, I guess.
I suppose. wait 2 days.
Yeah. Wait 2 days and we'll be better. Just blame the Spectre.
Yeah. God damn it.
Blame the Spectre. This drawing is even uninspired. Fuck everything.
A lot of chin.
He does have a lot of chin, actually. I take it back. This thing's cool.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.